atmosphere. And I'm impressed by the Holy Ghost today to show you another dimension. Prayer calls for presence. And so you can't just jump off in prayer. And so what I said to Bertha, and I'm talking to all the ushers and everybody else, no talking and shaking hands and laughing while they're praying. Just let people come on in. You shouldn't get in a conversation. You're interrupting the atmosphere for the Spirit of God to manifest himself. It's a sacred, sacred prayer, is sacred. And God won't function in an atmosphere where the flesh is still running. You understand? It just, the normal church, normal, you know, we laughing and talking. I understand that. That's good to have fellowship. But when you get, when you want to go into the presence of God in the real way, there's a sacrifice you have to make. There's a sacredness to get in his presence. He won't manifest just because you're praying. It's a prayer call for a reverence. And I think actually a person needs to meditate a little bit before they pray. In other words, there has to be a flushing and a draining. You have to flush the flesh and drain some stuff out of the flesh that you can tap into the spirit realm. All of you all in this church are going to have to become apostolic. You're going to have to know how to fend for yourself, and you're going to have to be powerful. And that anointing is gripping this church. You're going to be different. People see you different. They're going, you know, say, God, we do this, you know. Just be calm. But you're in another dimension. That's another dimension. That's a dimension that the church have not been seeing, which is the apostolic and the prophetic dimension. And so there's a remnant God going to use. There's a certain sacredness you have to have by God. I get quiet. You get quiet before him. And he says something to you. He'll put his hand on you. But when there's a, not that it's a bad person, but when undivided attention. I'm talking about your personal prayer life too. You know, you can't just jump up, ta 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 ta. No. He has to be acknowledged. He's a real reverence God. And he's a jealous God. So when you come, you want to make sure that you got your focus right. Because what you're doing in prayer time, you can get ready, but you're functioning in the spirit. You're functioning in the spirit. And it's a conversation between you and God. Because he's going to talk back to you. But he's not going to talk back if the atmosphere is not right. He's not going to talk back to you. Even though you're going through the motion, but he can't trust you with secrets because you're talking too much in the flesh. See, in the spirit world is a private world, and only those who prepared to come in it can go in it. Are you following me? And so we have to grow. We have to grow. I notice in prayer time, ushers laughing and talking, shaking hands. And no, we don't supposed to be doing that. A disrespect for the prayer leader, disrespect voice for God, Holy Spirit, Jesus, and then the one who's leading prayer. You got to stay focused. You can't fluctuate with God. He got to be the man focused, or he just retreat. And so now we're coming into miracles, signs, and wonders and exploit. We're going to have to make some changes. You know, we're not just talking about a feeling moving now. We're talking about a faith movement. In other words, I don't have to feel nothing, but I know something going on supernatural. All right? So we'll try to develop that over the months to come to have a little have a little more sacredness instead of all this flesh stuff going on. And, you know, we laugh and talk in fellowship with one another. Nothing wrong with that. But there's a time for it. And so I think what we usually do is come up to the last moment, and then we start praying. And then when the clock hit 50, we start praying. You haven't sat there. You haven't been quiet in not a moment. You haven't gotten God present. Now you won't jump in his presence. I know many of y'all know you don't jump in God's presence. You give him your presence first. And it's a sacrifice you have to make to really walk close to God and have intimacy with God. But it's worth every moment of it. Train yourself, develop yourself. You know, and people walk up to you and start talking, laughing and talking, you know, and then they pull you out. His presence is sacred, you know that. You have to be in a surrendered position to get in his presence. Because if you're not surrendered, he knows there's something beside him going on. And so he loves us, but he just, the atmosphere got to be right. All right, boy, you can take over. Just part of your training for your personal life, too. I'm not just talking about prayer meeting here. You see the difference. We're working on another level now. We're working in another depth. And manifestation in your life will start flowing like never before. All those things you've been praying a long time for, you ain't do that. They'll manifest because you got authority over them. But you have to know how to train. I'm so glad that God permitted me to go through the ranks and to pray in my prayer life, my preaching life. I've been around some of the greatest men and women in the world, but I'm learning. The most valuable thing you can have is knowing how to get in the presence of God. All your answers come out. I mean, you just, and it doesn't mean you're not going to have challenges. A big deal. All right? Go ahead. Listen. Open your Bible to Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. If you're not in the Spirit, you're not going to hear. The flesh cannot hear what the Spirit is saying. So to hear and to see in services like these, you're going to have to be in the Spirit. I mean, just shift. Say, thank you, Lord. Praise you. Glory to God. Shift yourself in the Spirit, because the Bible says God is a Spirit. Now, we put it in one place. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. But they that hear him must hear him in spirit and in truth. Notice what Jesus said in the third chapter of John: that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now, normally, because of a violation of ministerial ranks, the church have not moved in the spirit realm as she should. Now, this church will, and the churches under me will. I think we got 40-something churches, almost 50 churches on us. We got 700 online members, 5 joined Sunday. When the service is going on, focus. Because if there's 2,000 people in a service, God can say a different thing to each one of them. Give them the answer. You're supposed to get your answers. You're supposed to get direction. You're supposed to get correction. You're supposed to get protection when you're here. And there's nothing wrong with correction. Thank God for correction. I love to be corrected. Sometimes you're off key. You understand what I'm saying? But just to train you all, because you're strong enough to come out for intercessory prayer, you have to be in the spirit. John said that for a reason. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard. And then he said, I saw. Then he was able to do some things the average person couldn't do. So it don't matter. It doesn't matter where you are. It's where you is. You know, it's what I'm saying is, are you open enough to be taken to another dimension? Or are you circling? Now, I don't want no daughter or son of mine circling. It's too much. God has too much to say to you and too much to do with you and through you. Okay? So have some form of preparation for the word, some form of meditation, some form of sacredness. I mean, that's the only way I'm gonna be able to get you there. You're gonna have to be open, dimensional, that he can change you and show you a different thing. You shouldn't have a whole lot to pray about yourself. Your prayer life should be so strong, you got everything working on your behalf, you're praying for others. You can get there. Now you sense the rim now? How many of y'all really can sense the rim? See, the rim is different now. The rim, because we talked about it a few moments, how important it is. Now, remember that scripture now, John, I think it's John 4:24. God is a spirit. So what it's saying, any way you approach God, you might have to be in the spirit. I don't care how much flesh noise you make. If you're not in the spirit, you're not. And it's not a feeling. It's a feeling to come on you, but it's a divine expectation you got to have all the time that God's going to show me something else. You think you got something else to show you? So you shouldn't, oh my goodness, you shouldn't stay in the same pattern, position, when you're walking with God. He always want to show you something else. Material things is the least thing. Because if you get in the spirit, material is just there. That's what I try to train people. Go after him. What? Go after him. And if you see you coming after him, he's going to start changing everything in your life. And then doors and gates and windows and everything going to start opening. And then he'll start doing something with your body, with your marriage, with your children. See, you don't, let me close. You don't, you got a prodigal in your family, don't worry about him. But don't agree with him. Don't invite him to nothing. Let him find out they eating the trash can. And then when they're ready to do right, bring them on back home. You're going to have that. You're going to have that. But y'all cater too much. Don't be catering to them. You're wrong. You're wrong. That's in the spirit. And then you don't worry about it. You don't talk about it. You know, you don't ask 95 people to pray for you. Deal with it yourself. They don't need to know your business. Problems going to be there. Things going to show up. Things going to, like it's not working out right. That's all. That's muscle training. See? Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Sometimes we think praying in tongue gonna change everything. But are you in the spirit or you're just praying in tongue? Tongue will shift you into the spirit if you leave your flesh out. And don't try to pray without praise. Praise, for lack of a better word, with all respect, activates God. You see, right now you can get any answer you want right now. Just a little talking to you. You see, the church been too pastoral and too teachers wise and too evangelistic. And the apostle and the prophet has not been on the scene. And they're coming on the scene to get the church ready for the Lord to come back. So in this church, you must let God make you an apostolic believer. Flow, know how to flow in the spirit, know how to be led by the spirit, and nobody have to twist your arm about spiritual thing. You ready to go. Find out what your part is in this ministry. You got a threefold vision here. You see that threefold vision? I'm going to have to start preaching on this vision and showing you more about this vision because it is in chronological order. And three parts there, one, two, three. That's what God gave us to do around the world. And so, get ready for some changes. Put a word before that, good changes. The little elementary things we've been dealing with in the spirit and got to pray about it for 2 years, that's over. Matter of fact, the night message is going to take you somewhere else you've never been before. And I pray that I could yield to the Holy Ghost to show it to you how he showed it to me. But tonight you take on another degree in the spirit. You're going to function different just after the night. And a lot of things going to start changing for you after the night. Because the spirit realm is just that powerful. Once you tap into it, there's no limit. Okay? And we're going to stop circling. Just hoping and praying. We're going to start making some demand. Lord, waiting on some of us to make demand that this is rightfully mine and you can't stop it. And a lot of spirits going to be crushed tonight. Spirits that try to hold you and think you're going to have to fight this the rest of your life. No, 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 no. You can learn some things and you can shut some things down. The word immediately, straightway, and suddenly. Those words left the church. We replace them with waiting. But we need to have some instant results. How many of y'all won't mind some instant results? You don't have to pray for it, no 2 and 3 hours every day. Pray for it. No, just say it and walk away from it. All right? All right, go to the restroom, get yourself ready. Get ready.